You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Planet Death ships 655,000 copies. White House Robot Romance brings the heat. DC adds 4 to Finest Line. This is Comic Book Club News for March 18, 2025. Last week, we revealed that Batman 158, the first issue of the sequel to Batman Hush, which is called Hattush, in case you had forgotten, sold 400,000 copies to comic book stores. Well, get out of here, Batman, because Bad Ideas Planet Death Number Zero has sold 655,000 copies. Per a press release from the publisher, this would make the issue the, quote, largest selling independent comic book in over 30 years since Jim Lee's Wildcats Number One in 1992. So, what's going on here? Is it shenanigans? While it's always great to hear about comic book sales doing well, it's surprising that an upstart publisher is shipping so many copies of their first wide release. There's certainly a solid creative team behind this. It's co-written by Derek Kolstan, who created John Wick and Nobody, and Robert Venditti, who knows his way around a comic book. The art is by Thomas Giorello, with colors by Dave Stewart, and the story seems fun, with a lone survivor of an alien attack having to fight his way through enemy lines. But one indication of how the numbers got so high is that Bad Idea calls out 6 comic book stores that have placed, quote, major orders, and later in the release notes that a life-size statue of the main character will tour around to unnamed stores. Is it possible the two are tied together? Say, order 100,000 copies and you get a cool statue to show off? Or perhaps in the extreme, it's a Cowboys and Aliens situation, where the company itself has bought copies that comic book stores can sell at a 100% profit. Bad Idea at this point is better known for their stunts at comic conventions than actual comics, so anything is possible. Whatever it is, it's pretty clear that nobody cares about Batman anymore, and Planet Death is the most popular comic book in the world. The Zero issue hits stores on April 30. Chip Zdarsky and Rachel Stott are teaming up for a political sci-fi romance thriller titled White House Robot Romance from Distillery. In the series, two kitchen robots, Chef 9 and Service 1, go on the run after they discover the latter is going to be deactivated. Unfortunately, Service 1 is loaded with state secrets, and as they flee, the robots slowly start to fall in love while the whole world hunts them. Said Zdarsky via press release, quote, "Yes, there's science fiction and political intrigue here, but the heart is an old-fashioned romance." White House Robot Romance does not currently have a release date, but will presumably hit stores sometime this year. Otherwise, I don't know why they announced it in March. DC Comics is adding 4 titles to its Finest collection, which will hit stores later this year. Per 13th Dimension, things kick off on August 5 with Justice League The Return, collecting 20-plus issues of Jerry Conway's run on the title. Then on August 12, Blue Beetle challenges the Red Knight, presents some of Blue Beetle's earliest adventures in Captain Atom and the Blue Beetle solo title by Joe Gill and Steve Ditko. On September 2nd, DC releases Batman Red Skies, which includes a few Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover hardcover issues, and many more. And that nicely tees up the October 21st release of Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 1. Rather than the umpteenth collection of this classic story, this volume will only include the first four issues of Crisis, as well as concurrently running tie-in issues, including several of the issues in the Batman collection, Swamp Thing, Justice League, and even the Loser Special, among others. All of these collections are full color and are priced at $39.99. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and it really is too bad about Batman. It was a good run while it lasted. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.